On one of the roofs at Helston Community College, the problem is clear. Currently, there are in the region of 100 seagulls flying overhead. They're keeping an eye on numerous nests scattered about the roof. And for the second year in a row, school officials are having to call on an expert to protect children from a growing number of attacks. Richard Cood is in charge of site maintenance here.
They're quite vicious. They come down in a pack and they'll literally just take whatever they want, and they'll just literally come down and swoop whatever they can, and they won't stop until they get something. There haven't been any bad incidents, but the kids have had some scrapes and scratches and stuff from the seagulls pecking at them. They do tend to, like, it's a lovely day today, but they do tend to now, the kids stay in the hall and in the classrooms to eat their lunch, because it is getting a problem.
Students Caleb Martins, Jessica Snedden and Ellis Bowes say they're sick of always having to look over their shoulders.
They hang around school most of the day, but lunch times and break times are the worst times of day, because it's when people are eating food and leaving rubbish around school.
We are wary of the seagulls all the time, just to make sure that we don't get attacked.
It's mainly on the field at lunch times. If you put your food down next to you, you'll get a load of them coming in and attacking your food. You're always wary of where they are, and, there's big groups of them, and you're always being followed. One of my friends had their sandwich and they had it taken off them, so she was a bit scared.
It's just not nice to be eating your lunch and them constantly over your shoulder waiting for you to move on and, attacking you, really. I've had one instance where a student was just literally by me on the field and it dive-bombed and he actually got his thumb caught and cut his thumb a little bit, so it's not nice.
The school responded by making sure that rubbish was picked up quickly and even put fake owls on the roofs, but nothing seemed to work until Richard had a breakthrough.
I went on the internet and saw that these worked in a school up in Devon, and so I gave the school a ring and they said, yeah, it worked. They were doing the same as us, and then they said they went for the birds of prey, and we thought, well, if it's worked out, we'll give it a go down here. This roof used to be covered. We couldn't do any maintenance work on the roof at all. It was basically, we'd have to have two guys up here, one doing the work and one watching out for seagulls for dive-bombing them.
Well, our reporter, Debbie McCrory, is back at the college for us this morning.
No seagulls at the moment, and that's because Richie Hicks is here with his Harris Hawk Tweaky. Now, Richie, is this not a bit extreme?
I don't think so, no. The amount of gulls that are here and have been here have been quite a lot, really. So, come here and put Tweaky up and she soon moves them on. So that's what I'm here for.
Now, how do you train Tweaky to do this? Because she doesn't kill the gulls, does she?
No, she doesn't kill the gulls at all. She's trained really just to come back to me for food, and that's all I train her for. And it's just a lot of experience and getting her just to come back to the glove. So that's all I train her for, follow me around and just to keep hassling the gulls.
Now, you're coming in once a week at the moment. How long is it going to take to get rid of this problem here?
With the amount of gulls that are here, it can take up to 3 years to slowly move them out. They're so habituated to this site now that they know where they can get a free meal at lunchtime from when all the children have left left their lunch behind. Mm. So, it's moving them slowly, but they are eventually going.
OK, let's send Tweaky off, shall we? We're just going to see what's going to happen here, because she's going to go up on the roof. OK, Richie, talk us through. Oh, there she goes.
There she goes. And now she'll sit there and wonder, oops, and wondering what I'm doing. And if we can slowly, how far can we walk away?
And
she'll follow me around.
Now, Tweaky's also got a transmitter on the back of her leg as well, because you've told me sometimes she can get quite bullied. But, well, here we go. Seagulls are taking off now. That's because right. Tweaky's on the roof. They don't like it.
And you can hear them calling now, and they're actually sending out a signal to all the rest of them. And they're all lifting now.
Oh, look. My goodness me, there's about 30.
That's right. It's just from a presence on the roof there. They've all lifted and are all calling and putting warning signs. So they'll all start going higher and higher so they can actually keep a safer view of where she is.
That is quite incredible. There was absolutely no noise here a few seconds ago. Now, Tweaky is literally just sitting on the roof and they're going mad. There are a lot of gulls here, aren't there?
There's quite a lot, actually. And she'll go to a higher point now.
Yep, she's gone up into the trees now,
right,
where they're hovering.
Point of the tree there, so she can get a higher view, and it's a lot safer for her. There.
Can you see if you can call her back at all?
I can do. I'll see what I can do. There's a lot of distractions, but we'll see how we go.
Richie's going to give her a call back now. She has got some rabbit inside Richie's. Here he goes. He's going to call her back now. She's been sitting in the van this morning looking up there, but the school are really pleased with the help you've been giving them, aren't they, Richie?
They are, yes. They're very impressed with what's been going on, and I think it'll be continuing over the next year or so. So it is definitely working.